is the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
Reaching out with both hands, I gotta feel a kick inside.
And that's Pat Benatar with All Fired Up. And my name is Andrew Jobling, and this is the High Performance Show, Saturday the 17th of October 2009. I hope you're all having a fabulous Saturday, as I am, and I hope you all had a great week. This is the High Performance Show. As you know, I'm sure you know that we're here every Saturday 1 till 2pm, the idea being to pass on some hints and ideas and tips to help you live a happy, healthier, more satisfying life. And we have special guests every single week, and this week, again, is no exception to that. We have a very special guest, very, very honoured, privileged, and excited. I am, you can tell I'm excited because I nearly fell off my chair, that we have in the studio Rocky Brivik. Hello, Rocky.
Hello, how are you?
Now, I think when I said Rocky, people were probably expecting a male voice. They probably weren't expecting a female voice.
No. Rocky is my nickname.
Then your real name?
My real name is Shireen.
Shireen. Now, we'll talk to you about Rocky in a second and where Rocky came from, but let's do a little bit, just so that the listeners know why they should stop what they're doing, put everything down and listen to you. Okay, because Rocky is a self-development coach and she owns her own company called Contagious Enthusiasm. Now, that excites me already because I think most people would like to have some contagious enthusiasm. She's had 15 years experience in sales and marketing and including running her own gift hamper business, providing gift hampers to Australia's largest retail outlets. That sounds pretty impressive, so we'll ask her more about that. Rocky says her greatest achievement are her two children, Ashley and Jason, and designing her life so that each day she can live her purpose with enthusiasm, courage, and balance.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so Rocky basically now is a life coach.
Yep.
And we're going to talk a lot more about the stuff that that Rocky does. She's a newly almost published author. She runs seminars, workshops. She does a lot of one-on-one stuff to help people live their life with more passion and more enthusiasm. Welcome to the show, Rocky.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Thank you for accepting the invitation to come. Now, I have to warn you.
Yeah.
As I warn, I guess, every week, that I've locked the door behind you. It's locked. You can't get out.
I feel no fear.
Yeah. That's very good. That's very good. We'll talk about fear later on. So the goal here is to drag out, get inside your head, yeah, right in there, and find some tips, hints, ideas, and little gems of inspiration.
Fun.
So the people listening, the goal is that everyone that's listening today, they're going to walk away with something that they're going to implement to their life and make it better.
Love it. Good.
What do you think about that?
Sounds great.
So thank you for sharing, caring and sharing. Now, firstly, Rocky, you're not from Australia, right? I can tell. See, I'm a very perceptive person.
You can hear well.
I can hear. So where are you from originally?
Well, originally I'm actually from South Africa. But it doesn't sound anything
like
it.
You're not from South Africa.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
You did that better than I did. I grew up in Los Angeles, California, lived there till I was about 15, and then moved back to South Africa.
So you were born in South Africa?
Born in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are your parents South African?
My parents are South African. They are living back in South Africa, in Johannesburg. I've got two sisters living there, and I've been here for 16 years already, so Australia is now home.
Australia's home. And so you moved to the US of A, and how old were you when you came to Australia?
I was 21.
21, and what?
Oh, I just gave away my age.
What? You don't look it. You still look 21. What inspired the move to Australia?
As I finished university in South Africa, I met somebody, and he was coming out here, and I decided to jump on the adventure and come and see what it's all about.
Yeah.
So I came to Melbourne. That was around 93. We came to have a look and loved Melbourne and decided to stay.
Good one.
Yeah.
And so you've done lots of stuff since you've been in Melbourne, haven't you? You've really done some incredible stuff. But firstly, tell us about Rocky, because Shireen is your name, your birth name.
Yes.
Where did Rocky come from?
Well, I suppose, as Jerry Seinfeld says, it comes all from alcohol, doesn't it? So a really quite a silly episode at a party a long time ago, about 15 years ago, and the name just kind of stayed with me. And everybody kind of got to know me as Rocky, and Rocky's kind of now become my, I suppose, stage name. I have a lot of fun with Rocky.
It's your brand, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my brand. Rocky. Yeah, it's rock on with Rocky.
That's fantastic. So I just want to go back a little bit, because you've obviously now created a pretty incredible life for yourself, and the things that you do, you're living your passion, you're doing stuff that you love, you're spending time with your kids, and you've been able to design your life so that you can do that. But that's not where it started, is it? And I think one of the things about the show is that people tend to get into a place where they're maybe not necessarily all that happy, satisfied, they feel trapped. How do I get out of this? So I'm sure there are people listening that would love to know, where you started, so tell us a little bit about your sales and marketing background. How did you get started in the sales and marketing arena?
When I came out here, I kind of got involved in working in advertising sales, worked at different publications, print media, television, and you know, kind of got involved in with my ex-husband and his business, started the gift hamper business, and really just started importing, selling to, you know, top retail outlets in Australia, top corporate companies. And, you know, I was really passionate about, you know, being creative and working with corporate companies and providing their staff with quality gifts and promotional services. So it's been lots of fun.
Yeah, but also it's been pretty tough because, I mean, you became very successful.
Yeah,
in your business.
Yeah, the business grew quite quickly, and the logistics, running the business between production, sales, advertising, marketing, importation, everything, it was quite a large business to handle. I reached a stage where I had moved away from what I was passionate about.
Yep. So firstly, I mean, because you work with some pretty big companies, right? You were supplying David Jones and Myer.
Yep.
And what are some other companies you were supplying, like some real estate agents?
Yeah, real estate agents. We were supplying Target.
So how did you – I mean, that's pretty impressive. How did you – I mean, obviously
– working 24/7.
But even just to get into those companies would have taken, you know, – obviously you had a good product, a good service.
Yeah.
What's the secret to being successful in that sort of industry?
Never say no. Never take no, I should say. Never take no for an answer. And I think it's the way that you present yourself, the certainty of your brand.
Yep.
The certainty of yourself. I've always been a person who believes in building relationships. So really focused on, you know, with buyers or anybody, purchasing department or whoever I'm working with in a company, of building a relationships and going beyond just supplying them with product, but a full service of what we're really doing together. And, you know, just always being on that cutting edge side, so looking for new products, fun products. Mm. You know, even with my coaching now, just always trying to be creative with what I do.
Okay, so straight away there's some fantastic lessons there.
Yep.
Firstly is persistence, isn't it? So
absolute,
you said never take no for an answer.
Yeah.
You just keep going. And I think a lot of people get their first no and it's like, oh, okay then. And then they give up.
Yeah, well, I think
no doesn't
think
necessarily
it was,
mean no.
No, I think it was after the 37th message that I left for the David Jones buyer,
really?
I finally got hold of him.
Well
so,
done. And how many people would last for 37? Like, but everyone can. But
yeah.
And that's the thing. No doesn't mean no.
Yeah. And it's a determination. I think when you have a really strong belief about what you do, I saw the products in the store.
Yeah.
And that determination just drove it.
And fantastic, the visualization. And that, and that also, you said another word you used, certainty, about how good your product was and you know, you were going to get it. And the other thing that you said was building relationships.
Yeah.
So, like, these are pretty, I mean, important things in anything.
Yeah. And just having the formula right, you know, making sure your product's of value and has that need in the market.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, we're going to come back and talk more about Rocky. We've got Rocky Brivik here. She's our special guest. But we're going to go to a little song here. This is Taylor Swift with Love Story.
Close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on the balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gown. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet, and I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go. Yes. So I sneak out to the garden to see. everything new, so close your eyes. Save this town for a little while. Cause you were Romeo, I was a scarlet letter, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet. But you were everything to me, I was begging you, please don't go. You on the outskirts of town, and I said, Romeo, save me, I've been feeling so alone. I keep waiting for you, but you never come. Is this in my head? I don't know what to think. He knelt to the ground and pulled out a ring and said, marry me, Juliet, you never have to be alone. I love you, and that's all I really know. I talk to your dad.
This year, Victorian Year 11 students will receive the Street Smart Handbook, a free survival guide to help tackle life's big challenges. The Street Smart Handbook gives teenagers clear, down-to-earth information that helps them make educated and safe choices. The Street Smart Handbook is not afraid to confront issues that teenagers want and need answers to, such as drug abuse, eating disorders, managing money, buying a car, and it's all in the one handbook. Street Smart, an initiative of the Police Citizens Youth Club and Countrywide Media, the official publishers.
88.3 Southern FM. It's groovy.
It is groovy on Southern FM every Saturday. We are very groovy, and it's currently 18 minutes past one on Saturday, the 17th of October. And what a lovely day it is. We're coming at you live from Southern FM, 88.3 on the FM dial. What do you think of my special radio voice, Rocky?
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I'm feeling all fired up.
Are you fired up?
I am.
We've got a bit of contagious enthusiasm happening. We have Rocky Brivik, who is the owner and coach, and she owns her own company called Contagious Enthusiasm. And we're talking today about living life with contagious enthusiasm. So Rocky's been telling us all about her sales and marketing background and her hamper business, and really just you and your ex-husband at the time built this business up from nothing to pretty successful. You mentioned during the break that in the Christmas time, you sort of didn't sleep for 2 months, October to December.
Oh, yeah. Crazy time. Silly season. Or even earlier, started about August.
August till till Christmas, no sleep.
Yeah.
Tough way to do it. And I guess that's small business, isn't it? I mean, if you want to be successful in small business, you've got to do the hard yards because you're everything.
Well, that's it. And going that extra mile.
Yeah. Okay, so you made a decision to step out of that and do something totally different. So what inspired you to want to become a self-development coach?
Well, my passion has always been people. In university, I studied psychology, and that was always a passion and where I saw myself going. And when my life decided to do a bit of a U-turn and need some reconstruction, I decided to tap into really what matters most to me and what my purpose is.
Mm.
And to make that decision to live my purpose, happy with what I'm doing, and step away from the chaos.
Yeah. So obviously you went through a marriage breakdown.
Yep.
and you then became a single mother of two.
Single mother of two.
How old were they at that time?
They were, my son was 18 months and daughter was seven.
Wow. Six,
seven. Yeah.
So that would have been obviously a pretty tough time for you.
Yeah, and I think nothing's more of a playground to learn than becoming a single parent, I think.
Well, I'm not a parent, so I couldn't.
Well, I think just becoming a parent is enough to teach
I'm
you.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Okay, so you, obviously tell us what was it. I mean, we overcome, you know, the challenges thrown at us all the time, obstacles and adversity. What did you draw upon to get yourself out of, you know, you're obviously in a bit of a hole there for a little while. How did you get out of that?
Well, I think that eventually I realized that I was holding myself back, that I had the same limiting beliefs and behavioral patterns and the thoughts, daily thoughts that kept me in the status quo where I was at. So to really challenge myself and to see, well, who do I need to be here? Who do I want? What is it that I really want to achieve? What do I picture my life as?
Mm.
You know, what does that feel like?
Yeah. So you went through that process. Now, yeah, there is another amazing lesson. Mm. So, Rocky, if you don't mind, we'll just pause here and reflect on. Most people don't ever stop to ask themselves that question.
Yeah.
Do they? I mean, you would know because you deal with people all the time. Yeah. How many people know what they really want?
Nobody really knows the question, the conversation to have. We're so used to our daily thoughts and the daily conversations and not knowing, hold on a minute, I can actually challenge myself here. I do not have to believe every thought that I have.
And, or what other people say or what other people believe or expect.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can just get good at asking yourself, so what do I really want, and feel it and imagine it and visualize it.
Absolutely.
Then you can get excited. Right, and then you can start making better decisions, can't you? Because, I mean, how many people just float through life getting knocked and dragged around by life because they don't really know what they want?
Yeah, absolutely. And that clarity gives you that power as well.
Now, you have we're going to talk about some of the stuff that you do, but you've got a workshop coming up and it's called Drop the F Word. Now, Rocky, you don't look like the sort of person that would drop the F word. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, let's just define that F stands for fear.
Oh, thank goodness. You had me worried there.
Yes, although a lot of people throw that word around as well.
They do.
Yep.
So what's that all about?
Well, really, in every single session that I had with my clients, I really came to the awareness that we came back to the same thing of having an internal fear that blocks us from being really who we truly want to be. So, yeah, it just always came back to fear.
Okay. So, and you've obviously overcome some fear.
Absolutely.
To get where you are.
Yeah.
So you can help people through it. So that workshop, we'll talk more about it, but that's coming up in November, isn't it?
Yep, 7th of November.
We'll talk more about the details of that. So but pencil that one into your diary, because if you are stopped by fear at all, and most of us, you know, the thing that stops us doing things is fear.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was no fear, we'd do everything. Unfortunately, we can't get rid of fear, can we?
Well, no, because it's actually the other side of our personality, which is called ego.
The dark side.
The dark side. It's learning to work with that dark side.
Yes, it's the Darth Vader. So what we're going to do, it is, we do have, as you know, fabulous listeners, every week we do a top five, and it's always quite topical. So this week's top five is top five ways to overcome fear. Now, I've done five here, but Rocky's the champion, so I'm sure she'll want to comment on some of these. And we're going to just run through them, and then we've got a competition as always. So top five ways to overcome fear. Number one, this is coming from me, so Rocky, please feel free to tell me that's rubbish. You don't know what you're talking about, because sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about. But the first thing to do is understand that you can't get rid of fear.
Absolutely.
You've got to just understand that it's always going to be there.
Yep.
I think some people go, if I'm not scared, then I'll be able, when I'm not scared, I'll be able to do that thing, or when I'm not scared, I'll be able to make that phone call, or I'll be able to ask that person out, or I'll be able to do those things. You're going to be waiting a long time.
Absolutely. What you resist, persists.
Yeah, there you go. Beautiful, beautiful. So number two, top ways to overcome fear is act. Take action. And you may have, I know there's a saying out there that action cures fear. Do the thing that you're scared of, and soon that fear will, what well, may not necessarily disappear, but you'll understand the process and the potential upside of actually facing it.
Yeah.
Sound good so far?
Yep.
Am I doing okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. Action gives you confidence.
There you go. Action gives you. What about, and then number three, I put get a coach or a mentor. Because I think sometimes you need someone just to ask questions. When you're trying to face the fear, you need someone just to give you some encouragement and to give you perspective and whole. And obviously that's what you do. So Rocky would be a fabulous person to help you do this, and she obviously specializes. I've also said get a friend or a partner, someone to partner with if possible, you know.
Yep.
Someone that is also wanting to maybe achieve the same thing, so it's something you can experience and work on together. And number five is get excited about what is on the other side.
Love it.
Get excited about, if you overcome that fear and you do that thing you're scared of, get excited about potentially the upside and what you can benefit from.
Love it. Yep.
Yeah? Fantastic. Does that sound okay?
That sounds great.
Oh, could you add
good
any,
top five.
Would you add anything to that?
I think also to, again, a conversation that we don't normally have is to get really clear with your values.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. So that's a really big part of it, because that represents who we are at our core.
Yep. Okay.
So rather than to live your life through your belief system, to shift your thinking through your value system.
Okay.
So what you want to achieve on a daily basis through your values.
Cool. Excellent. Okay, so we've got a competition, and the competition, we're going to ask you to send an SMS to 0414973315. That's 0414973315, and tell us about a fear that you have overcome and the benefit of doing that, what you've actually got, what was the prize. So a fear that you've overcome and the prize, send an SMS to 0414973315. That's 0414973315. Get on the phones now. Send us that SMS. You could win. Rocky, what are you going to – you're going to give a prize away, aren't you?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to give a double pass to the Drop the F-ers. That's two free tickets.
Two free Fs. That's fantastic. Okay, so there's a double pass. Now, that I don't know what that's valued at, but I'm sure that there's a huge amount of value in that. So that's really worth winning that. So get on the phone, send that SMS, and while you're thinking about and sending that SMS, we're going to a fabulous song by a man named Newton Faulkner. It's called Dream Catch Me.
But it is a sight, see, and I cannot live. But I won't come back and see you as a mountain, a mountain of God. See you as a death can't circle in the setting sun. You as a sound, as the silence is gone. It's a place I go when I'm alone. Do anything I want, be anyone I want to be. When it is us I see, and I cannot believe I'm falling. It's a place I go when I'm alone.
If you're preparing to go on a long journey on the road these holidays, the safest thing to do is pick up the TAC Driving Preparations audio CD. On the CD, you'll find some classics like The Cradle Lullaby, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and who could forget Rockabye Baby. And if you're not sleeping like a baby, don't worry, because we've thrown in the best of Snooker commentary double disc set.
The best way to avoid fatigue on a long journey is to get a good night's sleep before it. Fatigue kills.
Is proudly brought to you by Mighty Good Catering. For your next dinner dance, business seminar, or that special large function, call Mighty Good Catering on 95970112. Mighty Good Catering, proud supporters of local sport and 88.3 Southern FM.
This is the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
And this is Southern FM, and you are listening to the High Performance Show. It is currently 1:33 on Saturday, 17th of October. Wow. We're sitting in the studio with Rocky Brivik. Hi, Rocky.
Hello.
Good to have you still here. You didn't run out during that last song.
No, it is lunchtime, Lucky. Stomach speaking.
He's ready to go and eat some food. And particularly because you've got... a very special prize to give away for the lucky person that start sending us an SMS about something, some fear that they've had to face and overcome and what the benefits have been. And we've already had a couple of SMSs come through, which is great. So keep them coming. Now, Rocky, I know you want to talk more about fear because that's something that you you deal with a lot with a lot of your clients.
And passionate thing, about fear.
Passionate about fear. Well, that's interesting. that's the thing that stops people, isn't it? In pursuit of whatever it might be, whether it's a relationship, whether it's business, whether it's whatever, the thing that stops people is fear, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Give us some of your super perspective.
Well, I think more so on actually specifically on what the fear is more of the illusion of what the fear creates, the picture in our mind. So it either takes us back to our past, of a past experience where it's a learnt behavior that we know we're never going there again, made that decision never to go there again, or it's us delving into the future, the what if this happens, or the expectations of it must go a certain way. So it creates that illusion, and the best definition of fear that I've ever heard was false evidence appearing real.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is that most fear is really, I mean, because fear is real. I mean, we feel it.
It is real.
If you're scared, you're scared. I mean, it can't be, that's not false. The fear is real, but what the fear is based on is not necessarily real. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's a great story of that I tell in the workshops of the snake and the rope, of, again, what we are perceiving that we're seeing in this illusion of fear. So, you know, like I mentioned before, of really challenging yourself into what the ego is trying to create for you. And it's not necessarily ignoring it, because the ego is there to protect us and keep us safe. Sometimes we need that.
Yep.
Yet, sometimes we play safe a little bit too much and end up sabotaging ourselves.
Absolutely. So, what's the best way for you, do you think, to overcome it?
Well, I think as well to really have that conversation, to learn to befriend the ego and to really get to know your higher self really well, those key values that you live your life for. So when you start making decisions from courage and from trusting yourself and from really believing in yourself and loving yourself, really, when you start making decisions from that side of yourself rather than decisions based on your fear, things really start to shift.
So we need to love ourselves, Rocky. That's what you're saying, isn't it? At the end of the day, love ourselves. So I want everyone listening on the count of three to yell out, I love me. All right, ready? One, two, three. I love me. There we go.
I have to add the word unconditionally at the end.
Yes. Really great. I love me unconditionally. Now, that might sound to some people a little bit, ooh, these guys are a little bit cuckoo. But the reality is, unless you can really love yourself and value yourself, then you find anything difficult.
Absolutely. And believing in yourself. You know, when you have that love, you really believe in yourself. Yeah. That's what makes money.
But I also think, and that's what's good. That's good. But you also got to believe in your own ability, you know, there's so many different things to believe in about yourself. Now, you use the word values a bit. Just talk through that a little bit, because I know that, you know, people talk about values, and I'm not sure whether everyone really gets what that means.
The coaching lingo.
Yeah, it is a bit of a coaching lingo. So let's put that in real simple layman's terms.
Yep. Values are really the emotional states that we want to achieve every day. It becomes a blueprint for living. The work that I do with my clients, we create a manifest based on our values, the top 10, the top 20 key emotions that you want to achieve every single day, like courage, trust, integrity, wisdom, strength, love. When your life starts to move towards in the direction of these key values that you're placing your life on, again, you start working towards and creating exactly what you want, making decisions from that space, making decisions from integrity and wisdom.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just throw a bit of a curly one, because, I mean, that all sounds great in theory. But, you know, everyone would like to be courageous.
Yeah.
Everyone would like to have integrity. Everyone would love to have wisdom. Everyone would like to have a whole range of things. But they don't. How do they get to that point where they actually can make that happen in their lives? Because a lot of people say, yeah, I'd love to have wisdom, but I'll never have. You know, we all have things that we'd like to have, values that we'd like to have, but how do we actually achieve those?
Absolutely. That's where coaching is such a great environment, to really create a space for yourself to question your current belief system. What are the beliefs that are driving you every single day? Beliefs that you have about yourself, beliefs that you have about life. What is the box that you are placing yourself in? And to really look at that, look how those beliefs were created, why those beliefs were created, and challenge yourself to create some really powerful beliefs about yourself. To look at areas in your life that are blocking you from having integrity. So self-belief, self-respect, self-worth all comes with us living in integrity. And to really actually sit down and define what we mean by integrity, wisdom, to really get clear with what that means to us and how, the action steps. It all comes down to action at the end of the day.
Of course it does. Action cures fear. We all mentioned that. And also when we talk about the top five that we mentioned before the last song, number three was get a coach or a mentor.
Yeah.
Don't try and do it on your own, because it's too easy just to get caught up in your own little world. It's easy to get lost with all the chatter of your own mind. So it's really good to get perspective from someone. So, and Rocky is, I can tell you, I know Rocky very well, and she's an extremely successful coach. So we'll give her website at the end, and you'll be able to contact her, and you'll be able to see what she does. And if you feel like she can be of benefit to you, then I would strongly recommend that you give her a call. Okay, what are we going to talk about next? Because we've talked about so many cool things. So, I mean, let's talk about, you have written a book.
Yes.
Which is, and this is exciting because I love people that write books, because I think it's one of the coolest things you can do. So tell us about your book.
Well, it all started about 2 years ago. The book is now called Be Enthused, which is 52 Weeks of Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Which we all need. Enthusiasm is our daily fuel for living a life of purpose. You know, when you have that absolute enthusiasm, that's the energy that you have throughout your day to do what you want to do. So basically, it started 2 years ago where I started sending out some weekly emails, which was a thought for the week or something that I was going through in my own personal experience or with clients, and basically just started to kind of send these out in emails. And it now goes to about 20 different countries around the world.
Wow.
The power of email. And read by thousands of people around the world. And and basically I've taken a collection of those first emails and put them into a book.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And when's that going to be published?
That is coming out in November.
Oh, that's exciting. That's coming out next month.
Yep. It's just about to go to print. So a few more.
And where will people be able to get that?
They'll be able to get it on my website.
Okay. Do you want to, might as well give people your website now.
The plug.
Give it to them later. Yeah, of course.
At www.contagiousenthusiasm.com.au.
Do you think people will be able to spell contagious enthusiasm? Because I think I would probably have trouble with that.
Let's spell contagious enthusiasm.
That's right. We've got your card in front of us so we can read it.
It is contagiousenthusiasm.com.au.
Now, I hope you're not trying to write that down when you're driving because that could be dangerous. So we'll give it again at the end. So if you missed it, but all you got to do really, if you Google and just search contagious enthusiasm or even search Rocky Brivik.
Yep. Search Rocky Brivik. There's not
Rocky
many.
Brivik is Brivik. And you will find out all about her and all the stuff she's doing, and it's really, really cool. Okay, let's talk more about I want to talk more about, you've got a few workshops coming up, haven't you? And
yep.
Drop the F Word is the one, I guess that's the most, the one that's coming up in the nearest future.
Yep.
And that's all about the stuff you've been talking about, isn't it? It's helping working people through that process.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to add about that?
Well, that's really getting clear on the two sides to us, like we spoke about before, getting clear on the ego. And we do a fantastic exercise on the day where we give the ego its own personality and acknowledge it as it's been asking to. And it's actually quite funny. It's a lot of fun. And at the end of the day, when we start to take that darker side of us more lightly, and create humor with it.
Ego is not a dirty word.
It's not. It's not a dirty word.
That's a good name for a song. Do you remember that song? You probably don't. That's a song. Ego is not a dirty word. Skyhooks,
no.
I believe. You ever heard of this band called?
I haven't. You'll have to play it in the commercial.
You're far too young. No. Actually, we could do that. I might even.
Far too young. I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Sorry, I interrupted you then. Do you want to keep? I'm good at that. Just interrupting.
Our day. So getting really clear on your ego, and we give it a personality, we give it a form, we give it a name, and we have a lot of fun. And you get really clear with who you are in your ego so you can identify that side to it. Because a lot of the time we're not aware that we're actually coming from our ego. So that's the first step to really get clear with, this is me and my ego and this is who I am. This is the part of me that's holding me back. And then we get really clear who you are in your essence. And we do a great value elicitation where we get clear on those values, we get clear on those beliefs, and we get clear on what actions you need to put in.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And I also know that you've got something quite exciting coming up too in early 2010.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a weekend with you. And your wife.
Stop it. That's a weekend retreat.
Yes.
What? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, that is in February, first weekend in February 2010, a new year and a new you.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's going to be a great weekend to create a space to get clear on what goals and outcomes you want to achieve in 2010. And I think that's key as well, is to really have the space with a really clear system on how to goal set, why to set goals, and really have the space to have what actions you need. We're going to do yoga, meditation, some personal training from yourself.
We have to hurt people a little bit, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't have all fun and games.
From pain comes growth. And, you know, a lot of inspiration for the weekend, a lot of firing yourself up and getting ready to make 2010 the year for you.
Yeah, I think the whole idea is, Rocky, isn't it, that we want to help people start, make 2010 the one that launches the rest of their life. I mean, because as we know, there is one particular date of the year that's very special for goal setting for most people, and that's the 31st of December.
Yep.
And that's generally after about four or five drinks that we make the decision, right, this next year is going to be different. And for very few people, it is different. So we want to help. We want to help those people that really want to make a difference in 2010 as a stepping stone to their life, give them the tools and equip them and get them inspired to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, I know we've decided we were going to do a bit of an info night, a freebie. Now, have you got the details of that?
That is on the 25th of November.
I better just double check that date because we don't want it. So the 25th of November, what
day
is that?
That's a Wednesday night.
Yep.
At 7 p.m. It'll be in Hampton. And again, the details for that will be on my website or to contact yourself.
I think they're on my website as well.
And that's andrewjobling.com.au.
Correct.
Yeah, so come along to that info night, and that will be able to give you more details on what the weekend will be about and what you can start to plan for that weekend. It's going to be at a great venue just down the coast across the road from the beach.
Oh, so cool, and the weather will be great. And it's just going to be an amazing weekend. So come along on the 20th. If you're interested a little bit, then just come along. This information night is on the 25th. It's free. It won't cost anything. It's an hour or so, and we'll talk about the sort of stuff that's going to be happening and hopefully get you excited. And then if you want to come to the weekend, obviously there's an investment involved, but then, I mean, the investment is in yourself. So we believe it's worth it. So hopefully you will also. Well, I think we'd better go to a little bit of a song. I couldn't find ego. It's not a dirty word, Rocky, so we'll play it for you another time. But instead, let's play KT Tunstall, Suddenly I See.
Love that one.
Her face is a map of the world, is a map of the world. You can see she's a beautiful girl, she's a beautiful girl. And everything around her is a silver pool of light. People who surround her feel the benefit. She can. She holds you captivated in her palm. Suddenly I see.
Suddenly I see.
This is what I wanna be. Suddenly I see.
Suddenly I see.
Why the hell it means so much to me?
Suddenly I see.
This is what I wanna be. Suddenly I see.
Suddenly I see.
Why the hell it means so much to me? She's a beautiful girl, she's a beautiful girl. She fills up every corner like she's born in black and white. Makes you feel warm when you're trying to remember what you're. She likes to leave you hanging on a word. Suddenly I see,
I see.
This is what I want to be. Suddenly I see.
Suddenly I see.
This is what I want to be. Suddenly I see.
Suddenly I see.
Why the hell it means so much to me? And she's all alone. She's looking at me. I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower. Makes you dying. Gotta be about to give a power to see. Yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be the body, give the body to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be the body, give the body to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be the body, give the body to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be the body,
Passengers wanting to book flights online, please go to directflights.com.au immediately. Travelling to all regions, directflights.com.au can book flights to your destination in one easy-to-navigate, convenient session. See how much you can save with directflights.com.au. Awaiting your departure now. directflights.com.au, sponsoring Southern FM.
Hi, this is Kate Sobrano with a tip about oil and water. They don't mix. So please don't pour cooking oil or fat down the sink. It's just not the place for it. Instead, put your used oil in a container and throw it out with the rubbish. Remember, anything that goes down a drain that isn't water is a pollutant. So think before you pour. The future of water is in our hands.
Yes, we live, we should know better.
88.3 Southern FM. Yes, 88.3 Southern FM. And this is Andrew Jobling, the High Performance Show. Currently 1:52 on Saturday, the 17th of October, 2009. And as always, time is just going ridiculously fast.
Time Rocky, flies when you're having fun.
Doesn't it? Can't believe it's almost over. I'm having fun here. We've been talking with Rocky Brivik,
Kermit,
who is a self-development coach, and she helps people deal with fear and move forward in their lives. And she's bloody good, pardon the French. So if you need any help, and Rocky has just said to me she's going to make a fabulous offer. Anyone that's interested in trialing some coaching with her, and if you contact her and mention that you heard her on Southern FM, you'll receive a free first session?
Yeah. First session free. Absolutely. Just to experience what coaching is about.
Wow, that's great.
And how it can work for you.
So, Listen, you'd be crazy not to take that offer up. As well as the fact that we've got several SMSs through for our competition. And remember, the competition was send us an SMS about something that has given you a great amount of fear, but you've actually acted and you've overcome the fear and the benefit that you got for it. And there's still time. You can send me an SMS on 0414973315. That's 0414973315. And tell us about a fear that you've overcome and what the benefits have been. Now, Rocky, before we finish up, because we've still got six very valuable minutes, tell us about being a single mum. And because there's single some mom. Challenges there, and so obviously you've got to juggle your time, but at the same time you want to spend time with your kids, and you basically, I guess, are the person that's having the most influence on them and shaping the people that they're becoming. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's been really interesting. I think that the most important thing, the most amazing thing that you find in becoming a single parent is balancing the other sides of you, balancing almost like that masculine and feminine of you. So there's, you know, learning to compartmentalize your life.
You got to be mum and dad at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's been great sides of my personality that I've come out that were kind of lying dormant. So I fixed the TV.
You what?
I did. And for those that know me, know that's a really big thing.
Well done.
I installed a DVD player.
Oh, that's crazy
awesome.
Talk.
Awesome achievement.
Well done, Rocky. Very impressive.
I know how to work a screwdriver. That's also really great. Mm. So it's,
well, you might be able to teach me because I've got no idea how to work a screwdriver. I know how to drink one, but that's about it.
It works if you drink one and then use one afterwards.
But you just don't want to drink the one you should be using.
Yeah. Bunnings has become a very good store.
Oh, so you really expanded your horizons, haven't you? So, I mean, that's been quite challenging, I would imagine. But what has been some of the benefits?
Well, I think really identifying, you know, what really matters in my life and focusing on that. So being really present. So suddenly, you know, having shared custody, not having my kids all the time that I have with them is now so important. Valuable. So I'm really present and focused and making the best time. So we have really great quality time.
That's great. And there's a great lesson there too. Thank you. But being present, I mean, you're talking about it with your kids, but how many people are just, I mean, I'll put my hand up and say there's so many times when I'm doing something, but my head's somewhere else.
Absolutely.
You know, and particularly in relationships, particularly with kids and with people that are important to you, or even at work, you know, you might be talking, if you're a boss, talking to an employee, and if you're looking or thinking somewhere else, you know, they're just not feeling that connection. That one thing, if you could just get, learn to become present or live in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would have an enormous impact on your life.
Yeah, key time management.
Excellent. Now, give us a quick tip, Rocky. One thing, if you're going to give the listeners one hint, one piece of advice to live a happy, healthy, prosperous life, what would that be?
I have a certain mantra, but I can't say it on air.
Really?
Well, I'll leave the end bit, but happiness and success, true blissful happiness, is not for chicken bleeps.
Chicken shits.
Absolutely. Oh, we can say that.
Oh, well, we can say it in controlled, in the right context. We can. So, do you want to do it?
Okay, so fantastic. Because I love it.
You love saying it.
So, happiness and true success, blissful happiness and blissful success, is not for chicken shits.
Okay.
So, embrace. The courage, embrace your truth, and live the life that you were born to live.
Brilliant. There you go, guys. You couldn't get any more wisdom than that. What a fantastic thing. Now, because we're just about out of time here, we better have a look at some of these SMSs. And Rocky's going to pick someone who's going to win a double pass to her Drop the F Word workshop. First one we got from Sam. Now, Sam was given a promotion at work, which required him to do some speaking in front of a group, which really scared the bleep out of him. But he did finally overcome it, and because of that, he was actually further promoted, and he has greater confidence. Well done, Sam. Excellent. Joanne sent us an SMS. She was a PA with dreams of actually owning her own company, but fear had stopped her for so long. But she decided to do it anyway, and now she runs a successful business from her own home.
Good on her.
So well done, Joanne. Tony just turned 40. Well, that's okay, Tony, because I've been 40 a long time ago, so you don't need to worry. He's always had a fear of committing and fear of relationships, but has decided to take the plunge, and he's now getting married to the woman of his dreams.
Fantastic.
So well done, Tony. And finally, we have Rebecca, who has always dreamed about going to Italy to buy shoes, but has had a fear of flying. And she said, I have finally overcome that fear, and she's now loving traveling, and she's been to Italy, and she's bought lots and lots of shoes. So well done, Rebecca. Okay, Rocky, we've got Sam, got the promotion, had a fear of speaking. We've got Joanne, who had a fear of starting her own business. We had Tony, who had a fear of relationships, and Rebecca, who had a fear of flying, but they all overcame those. Who's going to win the Drop the F Word tickets?
Well, those are really all great ones. I think that I'm going to give it to Sam, because public speaking is really, it's one of our greatest fears. In fact, more people fear public speaking than death. So I think to overcome that and to be promoted into a business that his whole job is about,
so,
that now.
So really, great. So what you're saying is if you're at a funeral, you're better to be in the casket than you are giving the eulogy. Is that what you're saying?
Most people do believe
that. That's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well done, Sam. We will contact you. And again, there's an offer that Rocky has. Anyone listening, if they get on her website, which is www.contagiousenthusiasm.com.au. I'm not going to try and spell it again because it'll take too long. We're running out of time. Contact her. She will mention that you heard her on Southern FM, and she's going to give you a free session. My name's Andrew Jobling. My website is andrewjobling.com.au, and you can always go there for lots of help, insights, information, education. Rocky, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was lots of fun.
We've had a great time, and you've been brilliant. So thank you so much. And everyone listening, have a fabulous weekend. We'll see you. Well, you won't see you, but you'll hear us next Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the High Performance Show. We'll see you then.
This is your community radio station, By the Bay, 88.3 Southern FM.